So World Kidney Day, so it's an annual campaign, so it's held every year in March, and it's to raise awareness of kidneys, kidney disease, the importance that the important job that the kidneys do in the body, because I think so many people don't realise, just how important they are to the daily runnings of your body, and just to show an edge, show the suffering that people have through having kidney disease, because if someone's on dialysis, it's kind of they spend 3 days a week in hospital, 4 hours at a time on a machine, or they do dialysis nightly or throughout the day. So it's just to show how much of an impact it is on people's lives, and to educate people, and also just to make people aware of how they can look after themselves and improve their kidney health.
Yes, so it's really, really important. And obviously for people that don't know you and your story, you can sort of speak from experience, really.
Yeah, definitely. So I was 12 when I was diagnosed with something called Hunnocks-Jonlein purpura. We'll call it HSP for short. And so it started with a rash on my legs that didn't go away. It affected my whole body. And after 5 months, it caused my kidneys to fail. So I was admitted to Great Ormond Street in London, had plasma exchange, dialysis, lots of different medications. And I was very, very fortunate and very lucky to come out of hospital with around 40% kidney function, which is something that the doctors never expected. They expected me to be on dialysis three times a week, until I got a transplant. And then, fast forward to 2013, and my dad donated one of his kidneys to me, which, it just completely changed my life. I'm able to do so much more now. Maybe not this past year because I've been shielding due to the pandemic, but prior to that, it just meant I could do so much more, and it was just such a massive change to my life, which is why I've got involved with Kidney Research UK. I've been a volunteer with them for around the last 7 years, and as a family, we've supported them and fundraised for them for probably over 15 years now. So I've become a community ambassador, which just means that I'm trying to raise awareness of Kidney Research UK, the charity, trying to raise awareness of them within the community, and also, awareness of kidney disease, and just how to look after yourself, how to try and possibly, prevent that. It's a really good role, actually. It's a really good role because obviously the charity realise that they can't. It's just not possible for them to physically get into every area of the UK. So they have recruited and they're still recruiting a lot of us, in our own communities, to try and really build upon the awareness and raise awareness of the impact of kidney disease.
So obviously, I was just looking at the figures, about 3 million people in the UK suffering, but also some people that don't know they have it.
So we think there's around 1 million people that just don't know they have it, and often it's like blood pressure, which is so linked to the kidneys. So it can be called the silent killer, because often people don't actually realise, or get diagnosed with kidney failure until their kidneys are actually quite bad. People can live, obviously people can live really well with one kidney, and some people they might be a little bit tired, but until it gets to a point where they're having a lot of symptoms, they may not go to the doctors, and by that point sometimes they might not have a lot of kidney function, and they kind of, people use the term crash land into dialysis, and it's a bit of a whirlwind for them, and it can happen really quickly, which is why it's so important to just keep a check on your health, make sure you are doing everything you can to stay healthy, get your blood pressure checked, which is so important, because having high blood pressure, Over a long period of time, it can damage your kidneys, which is, and it's something that often that doesn't have any symptoms either. So unless you get your blood pressure checked, even if it's annually, then that's just such a good way to look after yourself and your kidneys.
Sure. Yeah, no, most definitely. Very, very good advice. And I know you mentioned about the pandemic. I know we spoke last year about how it affects, people like yourself. And I presume that's carrying on until things hopefully get better.
So many kidney patients, obviously, along with a lot of other people who are clinically extremely vulnerable, have practically been shielding for a year now. So I've been shielding. So on the 13th of March, which is just 3 days' time, or 2 days' time, I'll have actually been shielding for a year. The 13th of March is, well, it was my last day at work and the last day that I kind of was out in the real world. And since then, it has been hard. I think it's really hard as well, especially, when you've had a transplant, you really do kind of, you're able to do so much more and do get your life back. And for me, I was trying to live my life as normally as possible. Obviously, I take medication daily and I take medication every 12 hours to stop, the kidney from rejecting. But apart from that, I was working, I was going out, I was seeing people. And then to suddenly be told that you're clinically extremely vulnerable and, you can't leave your house, it really makes you feel, it's really hard mentally to try and deal with that when you've been living such a normal life, prior to that. It is very hard. And also there's a lot of, I'm not sure if people realise, but COVID has had a big impact upon the kidney community. So around, well, over 25% of people who have COVID and are on ventilators develop severe acute kidney injury and require dialysis. So
Really?
obviously that's a massive impact upon your kidneys. And it's also had a huge impact upon transplants as well, because a lot of transplant centres have actually suspended their transplant programmes. So obviously that means people are having to wait a lot longer and for transplants. And even just last night, whenever I do anything like this, I always have a look at the latest figures for how many people are waiting for transplants and specifically kidneys. And normally there's around 6,000 people on the transplant list. So that's everything, so heart, lung, kidney, liver, all transplants. And normally around about kind of 5,000 waiting for kidneys. And when I looked last night, I think there was around 4,000 people, or around maybe 3,500 people in total on the transplant waiting list. So that just shows how much of an impact COVID has had on, transplants in general, which I
Yes.
was actually really shocked. It really shocked me. I was thinking, that can't be right. I
Yep.
must be looking at the wrong thing. It's had a big impact.
Sure. And obviously on the charity as well, I presume, like every other charity that not be able to hold fundraisers and have things happening, so it's a great time for you to be sort of promoting them more, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. So they've done amazingly well, but obviously COVID, they have taken a hit, financially. They've had to cancel so many events. I was due to do one last year, actually, the London Bridges Walk, which is what we, as a family and with friends, we've done so many times before, and it's a great event. But they do them in Glasgow and Newcastle as well, and they've had to cancel all of those fundraising events, and obviously the marathon, and so many over the past year, which obviously does have a massive impact. But they have done really well at doing things online, getting people to raise money, so however they feel, they can do it, and obviously sticking to government guidelines. Last year we did a walk. It was literally just a socially distanced walk with my mum and dad, and my husband, and to raise money for the charity. So yeah, so they've done really well at encouraging people to do things virtually over this past year.
And I suppose just finally, you know, what would your message be to people on World Kidney Day?
I think just to talk about kidneys. You know, World Kidney Day every year has a theme, and this year it's, you know, the big topic everyone's ignoring, and it is such a big topic. So around 1 in 9 people worldwide have kidney disease, and obviously, as we said earlier, there's around 1 million people in the UK that don't even know they have it. So just to be aware of the, you know, the important work that your kidneys do, and just to look after yourself, and just to make sure that you do look after your kidneys, after your blood pressure, you know, and just really be aware of the important job that they do. Because often I think people don't necessarily talk about kidneys and kidney disease unless they know someone who, you know, unless obviously they're suffering, or you know, they have a friend living with kidney disease or a family member. But it's just such a good thing for everyone to talk about and just to be aware. And then hopefully people are more aware and do things to look after their kidneys and their health, that we can prevent, you know, a lot more people from getting to the stage of dialysis and transplant.